Anger, Why Have You Come? By Heather Plett. Anger visited me yesterday. She stormed around my house, intent on breaking things or hurting someone. She threatened to be mean to my friends and insult my children, determined that something needed to be destroyed. I asked her what she'd come for, but she wasn't ready for conversation right away. She needed to rage and flail and storm before she could settle in. Perhaps she was afraid that slowing down would make her disappear. Anxiety whispered in my ear, "Banish her, she's dangerous and doesn't keep us safe." Anxiety always does her best to protect the little girl in me who believes anger brings nothing but harm. I was tempted to give in to anxiety. I wanted to lock anger in the basement like I've done so many times before. But then tenderness tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Even anger deserves a place here." "Let's ask her what she's come for," tenderness said. "Perhaps if she's heard, she won't be tempted to do harm." "But," anxiety shrieked, "we can't trust her. She doesn't belong with us. She'll get us into trouble." "Everyone belongs," tenderness said, extending a gentle hand toward anxiety. With her other hand, tenderness reached toward anger. "Tell us why you've come," she said. "We won't send you away as long as you promise anxiety that you won't harm the little girl she's protecting." Anger, surprised at the kindness being offered to her, put down the plate she was about to throw at the wall. She turned to look at the hand extended to her. "Nobody ever listens to me around here," she said, with a little less rage in her voice. "I have important things to say, too." "I know you do," tenderness said, "and we are doing our best to make this home safe for you, too." Anxiety whimpered next to her but didn't say anything. "If you trust us," tenderness continued, "we might be able to help you." "I'm angry about the way people have hurt us," anger began. "I'm angry about the way we've been pushed into the corner. I'm angry that we've done so little to stand up for ourselves. I'm angry that anxiety and reason get to call the shots so much more often than I do. I'm angry that we've stood by as other people got hurt too, because we always try so hard to be nice." By this point, anxiety was spinning around the room out of control, but tenderness touched her shoulder, whispered in her ear. She calmed a little and tried to listen. "Thank you for telling us this," tenderness said to anger. "You're right. We've overlooked you in the past because you scare some of the residents in this house. Perhaps we can find you some allies, though. Determination, would you come stand next to anger? And resilience, courage, and love, can you come over too? Gather round and let's see if we can find a way to address the things that anger is bringing to our attention." Determination, resilience, courage, and love gathered in a circle with anger, held at the rim by tenderness. They bent their heads together to listen to the messages that anger brought into the room. Each offered their perspective, and then they began to formulate a response to the injustice that anger had helped them see. Reflections. How do you respond to anger when she enters the room? What does anger reveal to you? Try having a conversation with anger in your journal. When anger comes, what other emotions could you gather to respond to what's being revealed?